Hello, I'm Mayor Phil Good with your weekly update. Our ongoing microseal pavement preservation project on Willow Creek Road is progressing well. We have completed the milling, which is the removal of the top layer of damaged asphalt, and worked on patching repairs and crack sealing to achieve a good base. Microsealing begins this week. Although this is a weather-sensitive project, we still hope to maintain the goal of being finished by the end of April. If possible, please avoid Willow Creek Road using alternate routes. Lane restrictions and lower speeds are currently in place. If you must drive along Willow Creek Road, I recommend that you plan extra time to reach your destination. The 90-day public appeal period for the updated flood maps began April 2, 2024. The flood maps are known as Flood Insurance Rate Maps, or FIRMs. They show the extent to which areas recently remapped in the city are at risk of flooding. The maps help residents and business owners better understand their risk of flooding, and they help guide building and flood insurance decisions. Property owners are encouraged to look up their property to see if it's in the remapped area, and if it is, how it is affected. Changes in flood risk can mean changes in building and flood insurance requirements. The updated FIRMs are still preliminary. 38 parcels were added, and 323 parcels were removed. They have not been officially adopted and are not yet effective. The 90-day public appeal period allows property owners to formally submit appeals. More details about the appeals process can be found at the link below. The council executive session will take place tomorrow at 9 a.m. Even though the discussions are not open to the public, the agenda is published in advance of the meetings as required by Arizona state law. You can always view the agendas on our city portal, which is linked below. Tomorrow's meeting will include consulting with our attorneys regarding the long-standing Gila River water rights adjudication, ongoing discussions with Deepwell Ranch relating to possible land acquisition in areas adjacent to the airport, a discussion regarding the dispute with Arizona Eco Development, and city treatment of attorney-client information, including investigations into the breach of protected information and records exempt from public inspection as a matter of law. A city council study session had been scheduled for tomorrow at 1 p.m. to review the master plans for the Prescott Rodeo Grounds and receive information on the rezoning process and proposal. But the city was notified by Prescott Frontier Days that their board of directors had voted to withdraw their proposals in order to focus on preparations for this year's rodeo, which will occur in less than 90 days. Consequently, there will be no study session tomorrow. Last week, we held a special study session for a presentation and discussion regarding public safety needs and funding options. At the end of the meeting, Council directed city staff to bring a resolution at tomorrow's 3 p.m. voting meeting to call for an election that is asking voters whether to establish a transaction privilege tax for public safety purposes. In order to hold the election at the November 5, 2024 date, the call for an election must be made by April 9, 2024. The City Council will then have an additional 30 days to determine relevant ballot language. We've been asking our public safety departments to do more with less for far too long. Looking at the statistics of the growth in our population and the expansion of our borders and the ability for us to be able to respond in a prompt manner so that every one of our citizens can be assured that they have equal access to public safety, we realize that we're not meeting that need. Additionally, we will hear updates from the council liaisons to the various boards, commissions, and committees. The City of Prescott invites and appreciates public participation in council and board, commission, and committee meetings. In the spirit of civil debate, we have a process to accomplish sharing information in a productive and informative manner. With decorum and respect in mind, our staff and council kindly request that the public wait for their opportunity to speak until the public comment portion. Please debate the proposal or presented item. Stay on topic and do not criticize staff or presenters. Any public outbursts will be gaveled and addressed. Further, members of the public are expected to present new information and ideas when addressing the council, and if a speaker simply repeats previous comments, the mayor or chair may limit their comment time. If any speaker disrupts the meeting or displays hostility towards any of the presenters or staff, they will be gaveled and admonished, and if they continue the attack, the mayor or the BCC chair may request that they be escorted from the chambers. Finally, applause will be limited to recognition during the presentation and proclamation portions of the meeting and will not be permitted at any other time during council or BCC discussions. We simply ask for your cooperation in this area. Other meetings this week include a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on Thursday, April 9th at 9 a.m. On Friday, there will be a Prescott Preservation Commission meeting at 9 a.m. Both meetings will take place in council chambers at 201 North Montezuma Street. The City of Prescott will host a statue dedication ceremony honoring local World War I hero Lieutenant Ernest A. Love on Wednesday, April 10th at 1 p.m. in front of the Prescott Regional Airport Terminal, located at 6600 Airport Drive. The event is open to the public. The Ernest A. Love American Legion Post 6 Honor Guard will present the colors, and I will be making some comments. This bronze statue was created by local Prescott resident and renowned Western artist Bill Nebaker and was funded privately, in part by a $100,000 grant from the Arizona Community Foundation of Yavapai County and an additional $25,000 from Friends of Prescott Regional Airport. City Council approved the commission of the statue in March of 2023. This statue is a truly wonderful tribute to Prescott's history and a legacy for Prescott Regional Airport. The Prescott Regional Airport is also called Ernest A. Love Field, so this statue stands as a reminder to honor a true Prescott hero. The statue is in a prominent location near the terminal entrance for all airport users to view and appreciate. The City of Prescott's free brush and vegetation debris drop-off event for its residential trash customers is underway. The event runs every Saturday in April from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the City of Prescott Transfer Station, located at 2800 Sundog Ranch Road. Proof of City of Prescott residency is required. Please do not bag the brush or vegetation debris and do not include other trash. Remember to cover and contain all loads while transporting. I'm Mayor Phil Good, and I'll update you again next week. Thanks for watching.